This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome into The Point After here on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Saints lose 17-16. And blow a 13-point fourth-quarter lead. Here is the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert's rant. Bobby, in the pregame, you were full of hope. That was your
theme. Of hope.
Now, where does that hope stand?
What? What the F just happened? How did we freaking lose this game? What? Turn out the lights. The party's over. I mean, you're talking about... joke what? 3 minutes left? And you can't close out the game? Christian, it was so disappointing. This is probably as disappointing as I have been as being the founding father of Houdat Nation, and even as a player. Because there were so many opportunities. Come on, dudes. Come on, different players, different leaders on the team. You got to be able to close out the game. And no, it's like goodnight, Irene, now. It's not like, oh, we're going to get them next week. No, you had to win. It's the division game. You had to win this game. Then you have a bye. You feel good about yourself. Then you beat the Falcons. You got to beat Carolina. And then it didn't matter really with the Eagles. But no, you had to win this game. Because we got to win the NFC South, which is not the NFC South. The team that's going to win the NFC South is going to have a losing record and is going to host a playoff game. And we had that opportunity. And no, it was so disappointing. Okay. Everybody's at the end is going to take up for Mark Ingram. Okay, watch the film. Watch the replay. Okay, he's hurt. He goes to the sideline. He takes a knee. What? He ain't that hurt like he got shot out the stands and he fell on his face. How about you fall forward, get the first down, or at least stay inbounds? What are you doing? Don't you know the task at hand and your responsibility? I mean, that to me blew my mind. Because it's not like a first-year player. Come on, ain't Mark Ingram's first rodeo to do that. What are you doing? What are you doing? You know what? The old-school coaches, sorry, we enjoyed what you did for this team. You're freaking cut. You might be the all-time leading rusher for the Saints. You're out of here.
You cost you the game.
You're not smart. They wouldn't have had enough time to come back. What all would have occurred after that and all that. The great Tom Brady. This and that. No, Christian, like you said, it's the Saints. How can you be plus two in the turnover margin and lose? I would like to see how many teams this NFL season was plus two and they lost a game. We might be the only team.
Dust off that. You used to keep that stat with Sean Payton. What were the Saints at plus two?
Christian, if I have that, listen, they don't even give me that stat no more because it's embarrassing with Coach Allen compared to Sean Payton. No, but Christian, when they were plus two, it was like, you know, it's a big sample size. It was like freaking ridiculous. It was like basically you winning 90% of the time. Right now, we plus two. I don't know. We might win, we might not win. No, it was just an embarrassing performance. And listen, I'm tired of this. Listen, I love our young players and what they're going to do. But Chris Olave is not a great receiver. He's very good. He's a very good receiver. How about you catch the freaking football? I cannot believe who gave Troy Aikman and all this information. They said, oh, his first career drop in 95 targets. They don't watch the Saints. Where did they get that info from? And I said, no, Olave is very good, but he's not great. I mean, where did they get that number for? He's Christian, he's dropped at least a handful, if not six, passes.
He had a drop last week where he didn't survive the ground, remember?
Against the 49ers. But that's happened six times. And maybe he's little. He don't get the yards after the catch. He's not like, I don't know, he may not be like a big receiver and all that. And he kind of falls down like Brandon Cooks. I mean, I don't see him getting that much yak a lot of times unless he's running past a defender. And even the tough Taysom Hill. How about, and I'm not just taking it for the quarterback, but damn it, Andy Dalton was that freaking good. Andy Dalton was 20 of 28. He should have been 23 of 28. Look at that throw he made it in. Come on, Taysom Hill. You wanted to start players on the team. How about you make the catch? How about you make the catch? Okay, Jarvis Landry, everybody in today's society, why in high school, little league, college, God gave you two hands. Why you want to make the highlight reel like Odell Beckham? Oh, I want to have a one-handed catch so I could be on maybe ESPN Top 10 or something, or whatever, Yahoo and all that stuff that you just sent out so it could go viral.
That would be YouTube.
YouTube, whatever. Yeah. So if I make a one-handed catch, oh, some people might look at that. If I make a good quality two-handed catch, people aren't going to observe that. Jarvis Landry, how you cannot catch that ball? That ball is right there, and I'm not just taking it for Andy Dalton. I'm telling
you. That's a touchdown if he catches
it. It's a touchdown. The Saints are a bad team right now because they're not getting the results. To lose this game, I'm telling you, since I started covering the Saints, even under Sean Payton, maybe somebody can recall some other game, but maybe I was just hoping because I wanted the Saints to be relevant to finish the season strong. That was embarrassing. Like, what? How in the hell we lost this game? You can't sugarcoat it. Not like, come on, we got to be for the home team. Hell, they're pros. You can critique them. Everybody's two buddy buddies. They got to hold each other more accountable. Or what's going to occur? You know who I'm going to hold accountable? And like I said, Chris, he wasn't even in freaking training camp. I don't know. He's with the trainer trying to get well, Rashid Shaheed. Now that young guy, he came to play. He had 160 yards total, punt, kick returns, pass receiving. He's been reliable. That's a guy that's been reliable. You know who hasn't been reliable and finally came up big and was reliable tonight was Marcus May. We're paying that guy millions of dollars. He finally decided to come to play at the end of the season against Tampa Bay. He had 11 total tackles, led the team, 8 unassisted. He was bringing the wood. He had 8 unassisted tackles. He was outstanding. But where has that been all year? Were you saving yourself? And Honey Badger, Honey Badger's just old. Honey Badger, listen, he wants to make plays. And he's one of the greatest players, I say, that ever came out of Louisiana. Definitely one of the greatest LSU Tigers. But that's the reason why the Kansas City Chiefs didn't pay him. Watch Honey Badger when he goes around a pile. Or some.
He tiptoes.
He's looking to like, oh, don't come flying around and get me hurt. And let me just go tag the guy, or let me just bring him down. No, like, what are you saving yourself for? No, it is so discouraging the way this team is playing. All the money they make this day and age to lay an egg like they did against Tampa Bay is a disgrace. It's a disgrace because the team's better than this. When all of a sudden you've had Tampa Bay's number, you're giving Tom Brady the business, and then you fall apart. Yeah, the coaches have to be held accountable, too, because they're the ones that's leading the players. But if you're a veteran, you got to know the game situation and the task at hand. That's why, again, Mark Ingram, come on, dude. I don't care if you hurt. Let's say that you blow both your knees. Don't go out of bounds. You got to keep the clock running. And you got to fall.
He deliberately stepped out of bounds. He deliberately stepped out of bounds.
Yes, and then he takes a knee on the sideline. He ain't that freaking hurt. You got to cut up the field and get a first down, or you got to land in bounds to keep the clock running and make them call a timeout. That's just dumb football. And Mark Ingram's been playing too long to make a dumb mistake like that. There ain't no excuses. So when Dennis Allen says, oh, the player got hurt. Man, who are you fooling? We know enough football. We watch football. We know what's real and what's not real. Come on. Your stud players got to be studly. And we haven't been studly enough this season. That's the bottom. You want to know why we're at where we're at right now? Because our star players haven't played like stars. You know how your great players got to play great and your average players got to play good? While great players have played good and our good players have played average or maybe below that.
The studs have played like duds, Bobby.
Well, not all the time, but a lot of the times.
A good portion of the season when you're 4-9.
No, man, how do we? Listen, you want to give the Houdat Nation hope? You got to win this damn game. It was there for the taking. We had him where we wanted him, man. We let him go. Well, what was that? Who's that? Denny Green, yeah.
We let him off the hook.
We let him know. We let him off the hook, yeah. Played Denny Green because that's so appropriate what occurred at the end of this game. That's what Dennis Allen should have came and ranted and raved and said.
The Bucks are who we thought they were. The Bucks are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Yeah, we let them off the hook. I mean, we've had their number. They went. I'm looking at this. It's unbelievable. They went. I got to find this because this is so ridiculous.
They went in 11 and a half quarters.
11 and a half quarters, and then they finally got a touchdown after 11 and a half quarters.
Really? More? Almost 11 and three quarters.
It was like 11 quarters. Yeah, 11 and three quarters, almost 12. What the hell am I to 6 points? Come on, finish the deal. Did they know that if we don't win this game, the season's over? Well, what are they going to do? Going to pack their U-Haul right there on the airline highway and go to their vacation destination or wherever they live? Going to go home? Come on. Man, you got to have more pride than that. There's no way. I would rather us get our ass kicked and be embarrassed than all of a sudden you play like this and you think you can just cruise into the end. Come on, you have to have that fire in the belly throughout the game. That is very frustrating. Right now, I am so discouraged. I haven't been discouraged like this in a long time.
If you're on hold, sit tight. 17-16, the Buccaneers beat the Saints. The Saints now 4-9, and here is Willie Nelson going out.
Well, the Buccaneers are the Suckaneers. They just think as they beat us, the Buccaneers aren't good.
Here's your song, Bobby.
Yeah, right here. Here it is.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Well, we got to get the turn out the lights or the verse. Turn out the lights. The party's over.
All right, coming to your calls next here on The Point After on the Community Coffee, New Orleans Saints.
Good night, Irene. Play Good Night, Irene also.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.